chairperson and members of the newly constituted governing board of the National Peace Council, UN resident coordinator, members of the diplomatic corps, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome all of you to Jubilee House, the seat of the nation's presidency. We're gathered here today to inaugurate a new governing board for the National Peace Council. After the expiration of the tenure of office in July 2020 of the board led so passionately by the Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante. Everyone bears testimony to the extraordinary amount of work undertaken by the Asante-led governing board in deepening the credentials of our country as a haven of peace and security on the continent and in the world. Indeed, one such is the role played by the board during and in the aftermath of the passage of the Vigilantism and Related Offenses Act of 2019, Act 999, which I initiated. The board provided the platform for dialogue towards the preparation and adoption of two important documents, that is the roadmap and code of conduct for eradicating vigilantism in Ghana, documents which have been endorsed by the major political parties in the country. In furtherance of this, the Council has also inaugurated a national monitoring committee to oversee the implementation of the roadmap and the code of conduct, ensuring that all political parties and other relevant stakeholders achieve the set goals and objectives of these documents. The advocacy work undertaken by the Council with the support of government has helped to bring even more awareness on the menace of political vigilantism and the need to eradicate it. So on behalf of government and the Ghanaian people, I express our appreciation to Reverend Emmanuel Asante and the outgoing 13-member board, and I wish them Godspeed and the very best of luck in their future endeavors. With barely a month to go for the conduct of the December presidential and parliamentary elections, the inauguration of the new board is timely. As contained in the act that established the council, its mandate, amongst others, is to facilitate and develop mechanisms for conflict prevention, management and resolution, and to help build sustainable peace in the country. The Act also provides for a 4-year tenure of office for the board and demands that members of the governing board be drawn from various religious groupings, national houses of chiefs, and other identifiable bodies. Thus, the membership of the new board is as follows. The Reverend Professor Paul Frimpong Manso, Nana SKB Asante, Alhaji Mauvi Mohammed Bin Sali, the Reverend Father Emmanuel Fianu, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, Reverend Dr. Ernest Edujenfi, Numu Blafu Akutia Umachu III, Nana Ejukuma Dufie II Mamponhima, Right Reverend Colonel John Kwamna Utu, retired, Sheikh Almiyao Shaibu, Sheikh Salman Mohammed Al-Hassan, Mrs. Joanna Ajua Opare, and Mrs. Magdalene Kanai. The National Peace Council has become a point of reference for addressing various conflict situations in Ghana, and particularly election-related conflicts. So I charge you, members of the newly constituted board, to continue the good work done by your predecessors and employ the most appropriate strategies that will contribute to sustaining the peace beyond the 2020 elections. You are a distinguished and eminent group of Ghanaians whom the nation expects to be up to the task. On my part, let me assure of the wholehearted efforts that are being made by my government and I to ensure the peace and stability of the nation as we enter the last 4 weeks of the electioneering campaign. Ghana has rightly earned a reputation as the pace setter in democratic governance on the continent, a reputation I am determined to uphold and indeed enhance prior to, during, and after the 7th December elections. We have all to work together to create the environment that will allow the Ghanaian people to make their decision on 7th December in freedom, peace, and security. It is their right. Accordingly, I declare the new governing board of the National Peace Council duly constituted. May God bless the National Peace Council and us all, and may God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. I thank you for your attention.